Well, in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, they suffered massive fires and the reconstruction that follows in 2013. And they were hit again during this fire crisis just a week or so ago. So there's another round of anguish and the struggles involved in trying to start rebuilding for those communities. And it's insurance that's causing deep anxiety for some. Meghna Bali reports.
Dr. Billy Gruner's Mount Toma home used to be surrounded by thousands of lush and ancient trees. It's why he moved to the Blue Mountains. But now, most of them have burnt to a crisp.
Everything you see in front of us, there's a couple of thousand trees here, are all likely to crack in half and fall over, or will have to be pushed over. And so probably a year from now, all of these will be down on the ground, and this will be a hill where there was once a rare forest.
Dr. Gruner and his wife Sarah Keary thought they had a good bushfire plan. They spent weeks clearing their garden of fuel and their car was packed for a quick getaway. But when the fire finally came in mid-December, they were surprised.
I was working over there next to my box trailer, which I'm told is not insurable. The next minute we got pink bombed. Sarah and I got drenched from head to foot by a bomber that was literally, I could see the guy's eyeballs as he went over. And we jumped in the car and ran, and there was a pyroclastic cloud coming off this cliff here. And we went, oh, my God. And most of the township were in here. And we kept thinking, they're all dead.
But he counts himself as one of the lucky ones. Most of his home survived, but he still estimates a significant repair bill.
If I have to replace the solar systems and the entire water systems and my various pieces of equipment, I'd be looking at 100 grand maybe. Plus we have to take down all of the trees that are killer trees, and a big tree can cost 3 grand a tree.
Dr. Gruner says an insurance inspector has already visited their home, but he's worried about what's covered.
We have no clue what's going to happen. You know, we really want to believe that our insurer will step up, make good, and go to the next property and do that and do that and do that. Let's hope, hey?
Realistically, is there a level of anxiety attached to that?
Totally.
It's a sentiment that's echoed across the country. The insurance sector says it's received claims worth almost $1 billion since September from the bushfire crisis, and as many as 4 in 5 affected homes are underinsured. With worsening conditions on the horizon, locals like Catherine Kennedy say the crisis has taken a toll on her.
We're insured, and I think we pay pretty hefty premiums, and to think, man, that might even just be a drop in the ocean, and what? If people that aren't insured, it's even worse. But when you are and you think you're doing the right thing, to think you may be drastically underinsured, not just 50, 100,000, it might be hundreds of thousands. Well, what can we do to... And then you feel like, really, that's the least of my worries. There's people that have died.
Carl Sullivan from the Insurance Council of Australia says the industry has been improving its policies by making them easier to understand, developing better online calculators, and introducing top-up options for those who find themselves underinsured. But he says the ultimate responsibility lies with policyholders.
This is a question of priorities. Once a year, people should be setting aside the time to read their policy, understand what they're covered for, more importantly, understand what they're not covered for, and then make a decision about whether that is still appropriate for them.
Carl Sullivan from the Insurance Council of Australia, Meghna Bali with that report.